This is The Connection, a Dirty Free Hub podcast connecting gravel cyclists to where they ride through short stories about culture, history, people, places, and lands.
Today on the podcast, we have Eric Makala, the vice president of the Wallowa Mountains Bicycle Club, which is located in Northeast Oregon. The Wallowa Bike Club represents the interests of all types of cyclists, from recreational riders to gravel cyclists to mountain bikers. But the club also represents the interests of the local community. Today, we are going to talk about how we can be good guests and visitors to the area. Eric, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
Eric, can you tell me a bit about Wallowa County, the culture, the people, the economic drivers of the area, the riding season, things like that?
Yeah, I realized that. So we're in a mountain environment. Mm-hmm. We have a very small season, if you will, and everyone needs to get everything done during that season, including we have a high amount of tourism in the States. You've got agricultural practices going on, people are logging, you have all the RV traffic coming into town that is heading out on dirt roads because that's you to get out. So you have all of this going on, and then you have cyclists coming into this, and it's figuring out how to keep cyclists safe with everything going on. And that's kind of really what we're focused right now without upsetting the locals, we all are trying to get along up here, and also to make sure the cyclist has a good experience. I mean, you know, that's kind of the key thing. It's a beautiful area, and probably about 50% of our income from this area comes from tourism. So we want the cycling tourists. We just want them to follow the rules. And so that's kind of where we are right now.
You related to me previously offline a story of a tour group that came through the area where things didn't go so well. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So we've actually had two tourist groups come through. The first group we collaborated with pretty closely, and there was still, even with the collaboration, there's still cyclists. These are road cyclists that were they were riding four abreast coming up the hills. They were not getting out of the way of traffic, and they were causing a lot of issues with some of the locals just because they were not following the good common sense guidelines in this particular area. We've also had issues with some of the gravel riders that were caught in a cattle drive and didn't appreciate it. And the rancher was actually trying to get cattle from one field to the next, and the cyclist just happened to be out in the middle of it and didn't realize what was going on. And that created a yelling match from the cyclist to one of the ranchers, which was really unfortunate because the rancher was, they're working. And so that's been some of the issues that have happened up here.
What your initiative and what your group is really trying to do is to create and maintain an environment where cyclists are still welcome. And to do that, we need to educate the cyclists about where they're riding and how the lands are being used, how the roads are being used, and that these ranchers and farmers, they may be working on a Sunday because the Sunday is the day to cut hay. And we as cyclists still need to be respectful of their work and recognize that they are working and we're on vacation and we could put a foot down and we can take the time to let them move on with their work. Do I have that right?
Exactly. Our number one goal is to keep cyclists safe. We don't want a cyclist to be injured. And there are some hidden dangers in this area. You know, we've had cyclists that have come in from rural Portland, rural Seattle, and other rural areas that are riding in those areas. That's very, very different than riding in rural Wallowa County. We have harvesters, we have hay trucks, we have livestock carriers, we have cattle drives, we have cattle guards. We have a lot of things, a lot of road hazards that you're not going to run into in some of the rural areas outside of some of the major cities. And so we really are focused on how do we make them aware of these dangers? How do you handle these dangers? You know, basically, do you be calm, just accept them? You're in Wallowa County and have fun. That's the culture up here. That's why you come up to enjoy the county.
So for the listeners, we have done a podcast with a rancher from the Joseph area, Darla, who is owns a century ranch, been in the family for over 100 years. It's titled Tractors, Bulls, and Lycra. which does talk about a lot of the hazards that you just spoke of, but we will talk about those also in this podcast. So Eric, Dirty Free Hub is gravel riding, but gravel riding is really mixed surface riding, from paved roads to county maintained gravel roads to permitted Forest Service dirt roads to even easy single track. Eric, let's start out talking about paved roads. So what do you see as the key things we can do as cyclists to increase safety and to create connection with the rural community we're riding in? And consider both small groups of two or three people, and then consider larger groups of, let's say, 10 or more people.
So for small groups, and we do get one and two and three group cyclists up here quite a bit. As a motorist, it's easier to get by cyclists if you're grouped together. If you're riding single file down the road and you're grouped together, it's very easy to get by the cyclists. If you're a large group, again, being grouped together and riding single file, especially on some of the roads around here, you should be riding single file, because even though there's no traffic, the speed limit is still 55 miles an hour. So if one of the biggest things up here is to ride defensively, and don't assume someone's going to turn. Don't assume anything around any of the vehicles that you're riding about. Let them do what they need to do, and then you take your course of action. We also have specific recommendations for some of the roads, in particular to Wallowa County. We have Wallowa Lake, which is a beautiful lake, and it's a very attractive place to ride. Certain times of the day, during certain days, especially in the summer months, you want to stay off that road. For example, Friday afternoons is when all of the RVs come in, because there's a very large Oregon State campground at the other end, and it's not safe to be on that highway. And again, Sunday, anytime Sunday, is probably not a safe time, because all of those RVs that were going in on Friday are now coming out on Sunday.
And for gravel roads, county gravel roads, which connect to some of the paved roads, so it's a network of paved and county gravel. What are some of the additional things you'd recommend that riders do?
We have more gravel than pavement here. It's an interesting place to live, and we have miles and miles of gravel. And that gravel is shared, again, by agricultural traffic. It's shared by hunting traffic. It's shared by RVers who are out. We have a barn tour here, and most of the barn tours on gravel roads. So we have a lot of people out on that. We have local traffic, and we have harvesters that are going to go from field to field. We also have cattle drives on the gravel. So those gravel roads are very heavily used, even though you might be out there and not see a single car for quite a while. But the biggest thing is to stay alert. Stay alert to what's coming behind you, and especially riding on gravel. The road noise from your tires is going to be significantly more than pavement. So it's going to be really hard sometimes to find out, to hear what's actually going on. One thing that we don't have on here is I have seen people riding with headphones listening to music on gravel roads. And in this area, you really need to not do that at all. You need to give your full attention to really what's happening on that. The working traffic up here, the people that are the agricultural industry, logging industry, RVers are not looking for cyclists. And that's a key thing up here. If you're in a two or three person group, a lot of times, based on the rider, based on the kind of how the riders are riding right now, it's if you can be close together going down that gravel road, it's going to be easier for farm traffic to get by you, because they have to pass once. If you're spread out, it's going to be a lot more difficult. If you're descending in gravel, obviously it's a lot of times when you're descending, you're trying to pick the area with the least amount of gravel. You want the smoothest roads possible, but if there's someone coming up behind you a lot faster, you're going to have to be able to slow down and get over to the right again. So if someone's coming up, try to right, get over single file as much as possible to let people go by. Give them the right of way, because a harvester is a very incredibly wide vehicle, and they could literally take up the entire gravel road. And so you really need to be able to get out of the way. Oftentimes, get off your bike, let it go by, and then pass, and then you can safely proceed after that. But you've really got to be aware of what's happening. We also are trying to promote friendliness. This is a key thing. We want to promote friendliness between cyclists and motorists. And we actually recommend you wave at people. And I that's what I do when a group of us are out. we will see how many people we can get to wave back by waving at them. And the, most of these, you know, it's just the culture here as you wave at passing motorists as they go by and they will wave back. But we're trying to really create this push on friendliness between the cyclists and between motorists.
With the waving at people, I think is really cool. And I would almost take it a step further. I would encourage them to stop and talk to the ranchers when they see the ranchers out there. I have done it many a times and it's enlightening. Because they will tell you their stories, they'll tell you what they're trying to do and how you can be helpful. So what I hear you saying is awareness and defense, being defensive are key. And so a couple of ways to be aware and defensive is Garmin makes a rear-looking radar detector, which will alert you to traffic behind you far before you hear it. And it also comes with a red blinking light to notify those that are overtaking you from behind. I think what I hear you saying is we need to make the pass easy for those that are using those county roads as work roads, whether it be on a Saturday or a Sunday or Monday through Friday. And making a pass easy means that we're grouped together. We're not several hundred yards apart. And I think also I heard you say, don't override our sight lines. We need to be able to keep our bike under control in case there's a car oncoming at us and that we can move to the right. And I think the thing I like always riding out in that area is I love stopping and talking to the ranchers. I do it and it's so fun and I learn so much. So I think it's pretty cool. Now, Eric, let's kind of go back to the Wallowa Mountains Bicycle Club. I know you guys have worked with the chamber. You've put an initiative into place. Where can people go to get more information, or if people want to get involved, or if people want to donate, how would they go about finding more information or making a donation?
We do have a website, our new website that's been up now for a couple of months. It's wallowamountainsbikeclub.com. Safe Riding Wallowa County Initiative is also out there, and we have downloadable PDF files or PDF pictures of two different posters that we are distributing around the county right now and also distributing on roads heading into the county to catch as many cyclists as possible. So that's right now, that is our best place to get information on what's happening with the club.
And the bike club is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. And for the listeners out there, nonprofit does not mean free. We all, as riders, need to contribute back to organizations like this because they are doing great things. But for them to do great things, as in this case, doing educational efforts, it takes money. So if you go out there and you're visiting, please consider in part of your tourist budget to make a donation to bike clubs like this because you are using those resources. Great. Eric, thank you for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on.
Dirty Free Hub is a nonprofit organization fueled by your generous contributions. Find us at dirtyfreehub.org.